先请翻开圣经希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
第二章，我们一起看一下第一节到第三节。
Chapter 2, verses 1, 2, 3.
希伯来书第二章第一节到第三节。
Hebrews 2, chapter 2, 1 to
3. 所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。我们就先不翻英文了，对。
We're not gonna translate.
对，今天我想跟弟兄姊妹们交通的题目是漏雨飘。
漏雨飘是什么？
就是 drift away, drifting away.
So the topic that we're gonna share today is to be drifting away.
那我们看希伯来书第二章第一节的时候。
When we read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1,
他说到随流失去。
It talks about drifting away.
对，原文的随流失去呢，是有两个意思。
In the original, drifting away, there are two meanings.
对，随流的意思就是飘，失去的意思就是漏。
So to drift, one is to drift, and then one is to be leaking.
那么因为时间的缘故，我想我可能只能着重在飘上今天。
So, today because of time, we're just gonna focus on drifting.
那我想在飘上，我们想交通四点。
And we're gonna mention four points regarding drifting.
那么第一个，我们想先看一下，到底什么是飘。
So first, what does it mean to be drifting?
飘我们都知道，那我们都喜欢漂流。对，我们顺着河往下飘。
We like to be drifting, like going with the flow of the river going down.
飘的飘呢，就是我们不用花太大的力气。
Because we don't have to exert effort when we're going with the flow.
中文圣经它是用随流这两个字，也就是说我们顺着水的流向，或者说我们顺着外力，我们自己不用用力。
So in the Chinese, it talks about going with the flow, which means that we do not have to exert any effort.
所以我们如果一个人他有一个目标，他要到去的话。
If a person has a goal and want to reach that goal.
如果他飘的话呢，他就到不了他的目的地。
If he's just drifting, it is not possible for him to reach that goal.
因为我们要飘的话，我们只能是随着水而流。水把我送到那里，我就去哪里。
Because if you're drifting and you're just going with the flow of the water, wherever the water brings you, that's where you will end up.
所以我们说我们信主以后，我们说我们现在是基督徒。
Now after we believe, we said that we are Christians.
那我们有目标吗
？Do we have a goal?
我们的目标是什么呢
？What is our goal?
那比如说我们说我们今年有目标吗
？For example, we say, do we have a goal for this year?
我这个月有目标吗
？Do you have a goal for this month?
我现在的目标是什么
？What is your goal right now?
我想在什么事上有所学习
？What do you want to be learning?
也许我们会说，我当然有目标。
Maybe you say, of course I have a goal.
因为我要背十字架。
Because I want to bear the cross.
对，我要读圣经，我要学习如何祷告，我有太多的目标要做。
I want to read the Bible. I want to learn to pray. There's so many things I'm learning.
这些不都是我们的目标吗
？Isn't that all our goals?
但是我们保罗告诉我们说一个人若有目标，那保罗说我们要就向着标杆直跑。
But then Paul said, if you have a goal.You will press on towards the mark.
所以我们要问我们自己，我说我有这些目标，那我跑了没有
？So well, you have this goal, but are you running?
你跑了有多少
？How much have you run?
那你设的目标你达到了吗
？Have you reached your goal?
还是说我无所谓，我走到哪儿算哪儿
？Or maybe you say, Oh, I'm okay. Wherever I get to, that's good enough.
我今天做不到，我明天做；我今这个月做不到，我下个月做；我今年做不到，我明年再做。
If I don't reach my goal today, then maybe tomorrow I will. Or if I don't do it this month, then next month, or this not this year, or next then next year.
或者还是说我们根本连具体的目标都没有。
Or maybe you don't even have a concrete goal.
那别人做什么我就跟着做就好了。
Whatever others are doing, I will just go with that.
对，我每天就来聚会，我每天也去祷告，但是具体我要到哪里我也不去想，我只要是跟着大家做，别人告诉我怎么做，弟兄姊妹们告诉我怎么做，我就怎么做。
So whatever brothers sisters tell me what others are doing, I will just go with what they're doing.
如果一个人没有目标的话，他做事情就不会去用力。
If a person does not have a goal, then they're not going to put real effort into doing things.
所以一个人做事情不用力。那在圣经里他这是说就是随流，他就是在飘。
If you don't have effort, then you're drifting, you're going with the flow.
所以希伯来书的作者他警告我们，他说你们不要飘。
And that's why the author of Hebrew warns us not to be drifting.
所以第二点我就想交通这飘的后果到底是什么。
The second thing I want to share is what is the consequence of drifting?
那希伯来书的作者告诉我们飘的后果是很可怕的，因为如果一个人是在飘的话，这个飘不会把一个人飘上去，飘到天上去。
Well, the consequence is scary because drifting is not going to take you up to heaven.
只会让你顺着这个流，顺流而下，只会把你飘下去。
Drifting will just result in slipping away.
所以在希伯来书第二章第三节，作者让我们看到，他说：“若我们忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？”
And that's why in verse 3 it says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?"
所以飘是有后果的。
And so there is a consequence to drifting.
因为我们作为基督徒，我们早晚是要向主交账的。
Because we are accountable to the Lord as Christians.
我们跑不了。
We cannot avoid this.
我们现在飘了，我们将来见到主的时候，我们还要交这个账。
If we are drifting right now, in the day we meet the Lord, we will have to account for our actions.
大家知道我是教化学的。
You all know I teach chemistry.
在化学里有一个现象。
Now there is a phenomena in chemistry.
那我们知道所有的原子，它们都是在不停的旋转。
We know that all the molecules,
all the atoms,
atoms are moving.
那旋转的方向它可以是任何一个方向。
And when they're moving, they can move in any direction.
但是如果你把这些原子放到一个外面强大的磁场中的时候，
But if you put these atoms in a environment,
the magnetic field,
or a magnetic field,
那么这些原子它旋转的方向就会被调整成只有两种可能性。
And they would be organized two ways.
一种它就是顺着磁场的方向。
One is according to their own way.
那我叫这种原子，我叫它爱世界的原子。
I call them they're those that love the world.
因为它不需要花什么力气。
Because they don't have to exert effort.
这个外面的磁场是什么方向，我就往什么方向。
You know, however the outward field is like, I will go with that.
世界是什么潮流，我就随着它走。
You know what the whatever is the fad of this world or the way of this world, I go with that.
另外一种原子，它是逆的，磁场的方向。
Well, the other atom, they move against.
那我叫它爱主的原子。
I call them those who love the Lord.
那我们知道，我们发现呢，就是说这个爱世界的原子是占绝大绝大多数。
And we know that the atoms that love the world, they are the majority.
因为我们刚才说了，因为爱你顺着磁场的方向，你顺着世界，你不需要花什么力量，是非常容易做到的。所以基本上所有的原子都可以做到，它就都是顺着磁场。
Because that's the easy way. If you go with the flow, that's easy.
只要顺着飘就可以。
You just go with the flow of the thing.
那么爱主的原子是占极少极少极少数。
But the atoms who love the Lord.They're very, very few.
因为如果你要想 对抗磁场，外面磁场的力量的话，你需要很大的能量。
Because if you want to move against that magnetic field, you need very, very great force.
那我们知道，我说爱世界的原子，那我们可以说它就是在飘。
So the atoms who love the world, they're drifting.
那爱主的原子会飘吗？
Now, how about the atoms that love the Lord? Are they going to be drifting?
爱主的原子也会飘。
They will drift too.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当这个原子在逆着磁场的方向，它在逆着世界的潮流的时候，如果它一不小心，它一放松，它就会被外面的磁场和外面的世界给翻转回来。
They will, if they drift, if they're not careful, then they would be going with the world too.
所以说我们可以看到，我们是讲飘的时候呢，有两种飘的形式。
So when we talk about drifting, there are two types.
那爱世界原子的飘呢，我叫它第一种的飘。
The drifting of those who love the world, I call it the first type of drifting.
爱主的原子的飘呢，我叫它第二种飘。
And the drifting of the ones who love the Lord, I call it the second kind.
主在旧约里呢，给了我们两个非常生动的例子来说明这两种飘。
So in the Old Testament, talk about this.
那第一种飘我们大家都非常熟悉，因为一讲到飘的话，我们所有第一印象在我们脑子里的就是罗德。
The first one that we immediately think of when we talk about drifting is the example of Lot.
所以在创世纪第十三章第十节到第十三节中，
So in Genesis 13:10-13.
那个在那时候，亚伯拉罕让罗德去看去选地方。
So Abraham let Lot choose.
那么在十三章第十节他记载。
So in 13:10.
他说罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原。那我们英文就不翻了，我就把这一段给大家念一下。他说直到索尔都是滋润的。那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。所以我们可以看到，当罗德他在山上往下看的时候，他看到了约旦河的东面那一片地，他说像耶和华的园子，也就是伊甸园，那里面那个所有的树木所有的事情都是悦人的耳目，他就像埃及地。因为我们知道埃及地它是代表了世界。
So when Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, he saw a very beautiful place, and it's kind of like Egypt, which represents the world.
所以罗德在第十二节里他就做出了选择。
And so in verse 12, Lot made a choice.
罗德选择了这个像埃及的地方。
So Lot chose a place that is very much like Egypt.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为世界能满足我们肉体的情欲。眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Because the world can satisfy the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of this life.
它可以带给我们欢愉。
It can bring some happiness to us.
所以在第十三节的时候，他就记载，罗德就渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。
And that's why in verse 13 it says that Lot moved towards Sodom.
所以我们这个渐渐两个字告诉我们，罗德他是一点一点他就被世界霸占，他就逐渐的飘走了。
In the Chinese it talks about gradually.
那罗德的这种飘，也就是我们说的第一种飘，他是因为他爱世界。
So the drifting of Lot is the first type because he loved the world.
约翰告诉我们说，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Now, Apostle John tells us that if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
那我们再看一下第二种的飘。
Now, let's look at the second type of drifting.
一个爱主的人，他是会怎么样飘？
One who loves the Lord, how will he drift?
那我就叫他大卫的飘。
Then I call it like the drifting of David.
如果我们可以看一下撒母耳记第十一章第二节的时候，
When we turn to Samuel 2 Samuel 11.
那他在这里有一句话他描写，他说一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行。
And so it talks about, you know, that day.
第十 second Samuel chapter. Second verse.
Okay. It came to pass in an evening time that David rose off his bed.
那我们都知道，就是大卫和罗德是完全两个不同的人。
We know that David and Lot are very different people.
我们说罗德他是爱世界的。
We know that Lot loves the world.
但是大卫他是爱主的。
But David loves the Lord.
大卫的身世是一生是坎坷的。他从小的时候他不被父母疼爱。
When he was young, he was neglected and not loved by his parents.
当他大了一些的时候他参军。
And then when he grew up, he went to fight.
那他征战他出了名。
And he became famous in the battle.
他一直被扫罗追杀了十三年。
And he was chased by Saul for 13 years.
等到扫罗死了后，大卫家和扫罗家还是有战争。
And even after Saul died, there was still battle going on between the house of David and the house of Saul.
好不容易等到大卫统一了以色列。
Well, until David united the whole Israel.
他又要面对与腓利士人的战争，与摩押人的战争，与亚兰人的战争，与亚门人的战争。
Then he had to face all the other battles, like with the Philistines, with the Amalekites, with the Moabites.
那我们知道大卫在这些这个漂泊，在征战，在这些困苦的生涯中的时候，他的心始终是向着主。
But during all this time of moving from one place to another, his heart was towards the Lord.
他凡做每一件事，他都要寻求神的旨意。
In everything that he does, he has to seek the Lord's will.
到了撒母耳下第十一章的时候。
And so in 2 Samuel 11,
在这个时候，以色列的全境已经基本平定。
And there was peace in Israel.
腓利士人已经被打败，摩押人已经投降。
The Philistines have been conquered. The Moabites have surrendered.
亚门人与亚门人、亚兰的战争也基本上大局已定。
And the Ammonites are also
settled. 所以我们可以想象，如果你一生的坎坷到这个时候，所有的事情都安定下来的时候，大卫，我讲他可以说，我终于可以喘一口气了。
And so it seems like since all this has settled, David could kind of take a breath now.
所以我们可以看到在这里的描写，他一直睡，他睡到傍晚他才起床。
So he kept sleeping and he slept until about dusk time.
我想他可能是午睡。
So this is probably an afternoon nap that got too long.
如果你要是从一天晚上一直睡到第二天晚上，那个睡我觉得实在是睡得太多了。
If he had slept from the night until dusk, that seems to be too long.
对，但是他起床以后他还是没有事情做。
But after he got up from bed, he has nothing good to do.
所以他还要再散一散步。
And so he was walking around.
所以说我们可以看到当时情况，他是一种多么样的放松。
So you can see, you know, how he was not relaxed.
那我们知道他放松的结果。
And the result of this relaxed state,
他就开始飘，一直飘到拔示巴那里。
He drifts and drifts to where Bathsheba was.
所以让我们看到了在这个我们飘的时候这两种不同的飘。
So you see there are two types of drifting.
大卫的飘和罗德的飘他们有一个共同点。
Well, there is, of course, a commonality between these two types of drifting.
当他们两个人在飘的时候，他们两个人都没有意识到自己在飘。
When they were drifting, they didn't realize that they were.
罗德住在索多玛，快乐得很，他始终不想离开，直到神把他拉出来的时候，他还是不想离开。
So Lot was very happy living in Sodom, and he was not aware until the Lord even grabbed him out of that place.
大卫也不知道。
Now,
自己是在飘。
David didn't even know he was drifting either.
为什么这么说呢？
Why?
因为我们可以看到神派的拿单来责备他。
Because God sent Nathan to rebuke him.
他自己不知道，是当拿单在责备了他之后，他才知道自己是犯了罪。
He did not know that it was until Nathan, after Nathan rebuked him, then he realized he had sinned.
但是他们两个的漂又有不同的地方。
But there is also a difference in their drifting.
因为大卫是爱主的。
Because David loved the Lord.
所以主要来挽回他。
And so the Lord wants to come and recover him.
罗德是无心爱主的，他是爱世界的。
Lot loves the world.
所以主就任他一直飘下去。
And so the Lord let him continue drifting.
所以我们要问我们自己。
So we have to ask ourselves.
我们飘过吗？
Have we drifted?
我们现在是在飘吗？
Are we drifting right now?
我们要是飘的话，我们是哪种飘呢？
What type of drifting are we doing?
是我们因为爱的世界，主把我们放弃了的飘呢？
Is it because we love the world and so the Lord has forsaken us?
还是因为我们爱主，我们放松了的飘呢？
Or we love the Lord, but we're drifting because we're too relaxed.
那我们知道。可见我们不管是我们爱主还是不爱主，我们都会飘。
So whether we love the Lord or not, we have a tendency to drift.
那我们怎样才能不飘呢？
Now how can we not drift?
因为时间的原因，我就简单的说一下。
Because of time, I'm gonna simply state this.
如果一个人想要不飘，他首先他就要是有目标的人。
So if you don't want to drift, first you have to have a goal.
一个人只有看见才能有目标。
And it's only when you see, then you will have a goal.
如果一个人没有看见，他自己设定了目标，也是给别人看的，也是骗自己的。
If you do not see and you set a goal, you're just setting a goal to show up to other people and you're self-deceiving.
因为箴言说，若无异象，民就放肆。
Because Proverbs says that without vision, the people cast out restraint.
我们知道异象就是看见，放肆就是随便。
We know that vision is seeing and casting means to be not careless.
如果没有看见，你就没有目标，你就会随便，就会飘。
If you do not see, you do not have a goal, then you will drift.
第二个是我们要对主的事认真。
The second thing is we have to take the Lord's thing seriously.
因为希伯来书第二章第一节，它是第一句就告诉我们。你们要若越发郑重所听见的道。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
We must pay more careful
attention. We ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard.
那在英文中，他用了一个三重强调。
There was a triple emphasis here.
可见作者心中对主的事。要认真这件事情是多么的重要。
So, it's trying to emphasize how important this is.
那我们最后一点呢，就是我们是侍奉主，我们是要竭尽全力，不能放松的。
So, to pursue the Lord, we cannot relax.
那在旧约中，我们常常提到的一个词就是尽。
In the Old Testament, we always talk about a word of.
他说尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
It's to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength.
在新约中保罗常提到的一个字是竭。
In the New Testament, Paul also talks about giving your all.
其实这两个字是一个意思。
Well, actually those two words are the same thing.
然后保罗在腓立比书第三章第十二节，我们不翻译了。他说：“我乃是竭力追求。”在提摩太书后章第二章，提摩太书第后第二章第十五节，他说：“你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦。”所以我们可以看到，属灵的事情，不是容易的。
So we see that both in Philippians and Second Timothy.That spiritual things are not that easy. We have to put all our effort into it.
不论是背十字架，是对付肉体，我们都不可能随时安歇。
Whether it's bearing the cross or fighting against the flesh, we cannot just be in a relaxed state.
所以愿主帮助我们在追求的路上，可以一直的用力，
So may the Lord help us that in our road to pursuing, we will really use all our strengths. So that we will minimize the drifting. And then we will be even closer to Him. This ends my sharing.
Okay, 弟兄姊妹，我们一起来读一点圣经，在旧约生命记第十章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 10.
生命记第十章十一节到十六节。
Verses 11 to 16.
我先读，然后姊妹再翻译。耶和华吩咐我说：“你起来引导这百姓，使他们进去得我向他们列祖起誓应许所赐之地。以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他，遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。看哪，天和天上的天，地和地上所有的，都属耶和华你的神。但耶和华喜悦你的列祖，爱他们，从万民中拣选他们的后裔，就是你们，像今日一样。所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉，不要再印着景象。
And the Lord said unto me, Arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel, what do the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve him, the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I commanded thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord thy God, and the earth also, with all that therein is. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked.
十六节哈，英文翻译可能更加的是我今天所要讲的。他是说，therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart， 就是说你们的心要受割礼。
So circumcise your heart。
然后在十一章《生命记》十一章第十一、十二节。
And then Deuteronomy 11, 11 and 12。
你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你神所眷顾的。从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys and drinking water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year.
我们再读箴言二十三章二十六节。
And then Proverbs 23:26.
二十三章二十六节。
Proverbs 23:26.
箴言二十三章二十六节。
Proverbs 23:26.
他我儿啊，要将你的心归我。你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
My son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways.
我今天就是想跟大家交通跟随主我们心的问题。
Today I want to share about our heart with regards to following the Lord.
特别是我们的心与这世界的关系的问题。
Especially with regards to the relationship of our heart and the world.
我最近在跟弟兄们一起读那个旧约的历史书。
Lately we have been reading of the historical books in the Old Testament.
从出埃及记, 到路德记,
so it's from Exodus to Ruth.
这里记载了神怎样带以色列人出埃及。
This recorded how the Lord led the people out of Egypt.
然后进应许之地。
And then enter into the promised land.
神是用他的大能和他的大爱拯救以色列人脱离了埃及的。
The Lord used His great love and great strength to take them out of Egypt.
但是神又用40年的怜悯和审判带领他们经过旷野。
And then used 40 years of mercy and judgment to lead them through the wilderness.
为要训练他们如何来信靠神，来认识神。
To train them to depend on the Lord and 信靠神。 And to know him.
Yeah. 终于到了,
and so now they're getting close to that promised land.
摩西已经站在约旦河东的旷野, 两次朝着应许之地了。
And Moses was standing, facing that promised land.
就向以色列人说了这些语重心长的话。
And then this is what he said to the Israelites.
我在想在当时可能有许多的人在听。
At that time, there are probably a lot of people listening to him.
可能有一些在旷野都出生，也经过40年的游荡的人，年纪长一点。
There are people even who were born in the wilderness.
也有一些是在靠近进迦南的时候才出生的，比较年幼一点。
There are some who were just born when they got really close to Canaan.
但神在这里给他一个命令。
But here the Lord gave them a commandment.
他说你们要进去承受那地。
They said that you have to go in and possess the land.
他说爱他, 听他的话, 来尽心地来侍奉他。
To love him, to serve him all, with all your heart.
哎, 我们在年幼的时候, 通常我们会把它改出来, 改的中心不是他, 而是我们。
And then a lot of times when we're young, we try to change this and say that it's not us, it's him.
就好像Jacob一样，就是你要爱我。
It's like Jacob saying, you have to love me.
你要听我。
You have to listen to me.
你要服侍我。
You gotta serve me.
但是神在这里是说忠心在他。
But it's the other way around. The Lord is says to the focus is on the Lord.
因为这是神造人一直对人的心意，从来没有改变。
Because this is the heart the Lord why the Lord created man, and it has never changed.
我们在新约里，我们知道这迦南地是代表着基督和在基督里的丰盛。
We know that the land of Canaan represents Christ and the fullness in Christ.
主要我们能够不断地经历他的丰盛，最终要我们能够爱他、听他和服侍他。
He wants us to experience His fullness so that we will love Him, we will serve Him, and listen to Him.
但我们读圣经，我们都知道，以色列人进入迦南以后的历史，却是常常与神的心意非常的相反。
But we know that even after they enter Canaan, the heart of the Israel is a lot of times opposite to the heart of the Lord. Because they worship idols.
随从当地的风俗,
and follow the custom of the land.
受仇敌的辖制,
and they were bondaged by the enemy.
有饥荒,
and there was famine.
有弟兄相争,
there were dispute and fighting against brothers.
所以我在读的时候我就非常的 question.
And so when I was reading, I really have a question.
我说这不是一块美地吗?
Isn't this a beautiful land?
这不是这位永远的神眼目一直看着的吗?
Isn't this the land that is in the eyes of our eternal God?
它的问题出在哪里呢?
Now where lies the problem?
我在想今天对于我们跟随主这也是一个很好的借鉴。
Today, this is a lesson for us when we're following the Lord. It is in the warning of the Lord. It is saying that your heart has to be circumcised.
我们来看看割礼是什么意思。我们来试着找到第一次圣经中讲到割礼，是在创世纪第17章。
Let's look at the first time the Bible mentioned circumcision, which is in Genesis 17.
或者我们能看到神那个心中深处的心意是什么。
Then we can see what is the deepest thing in God's heart with regards to this.
我在想，我们常常就比如说找到 offer 了，我们的 offer 那个 term 一定要很注意是怎么谈的。
When we get a job offer, we're very particular about what kind of offer, what are the words in there.
但是神在这里立一个约是永远的约，我们来看这个约到底在讲什么。
But here, God set up an eternal covenant. So let us look at what is this covenant.
约是有两方面的。
Now, a covenant involves two parties.
应许可能只有一面就行了。
If it were a promise, it could be just from one side.
Okay, 我们会多读一点，我就读中文，英文就自己跟着好了。
So we're going to just read in Chinese. The English reader will just follow.
我会读创世纪十七章第一节到十三节。
It will be Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 13.
他说亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全能，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。亚伯拉罕俯伏在地，神又对他说，我插进去了，这是神说他那方面所要做的，我与你立约，你要做多国的父，从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出，我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神，我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔永远为业，我也必做他们的神。下面是亚伯拉罕所要进到的。神又对亚伯拉罕说，你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约，你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我并与你的后裔所立的约，是你所当遵守的，你们都要受割礼，这是我与你立约的证据。你们世世代代的男子，无论是加身的，或是在你后裔之外用银子从外人买的，生下来第八日都要受割礼，你家里生的和你用银子买的都必受割礼，这样我的约就立在你们的肉体上呢，做永远的约。他这里提到，他说这个割礼的约，他要显在所有你家中的人，而且要显在你所有世世代代的人身上。
So this covenant of circumcision will be on you, but also on your whole family, and then also it's going to be generation down. It's an everlasting covenant.
在旧约里面，其实神对割礼看得很重。
So God puts a very important emphasis on circumcision.
我们知道亚伯拉罕受了割礼。
We know that Abraham was circumcised.
以撒受了割礼。
Isaac was circumcised.
摩西他在回埃及要救他的百姓的时候，路上要给他儿子行割礼。
Moses, when he was going back to Egypt to save the people, had to perform circumcision along the way to his son.
约书亚在过了约旦河，要在攻打耶利哥城的时候，要全民受割礼。
Then Joshua, before he captured Jericho, all the people have to be circumcised.
昌孙和大卫都说，那未受割礼的非利士人呢？他们知道割礼。
Both Samson and David know about circumcision because they called the Philistine uncircumcised Philistine.
施洗约翰受割礼。
We know that John the Baptist was circumcised.
最后律法到了最终的时候，主耶稣在地上也受了割礼。
And at the end of the period of the law, Jesus Christ himself was also circumcised.
但我们知道，当主耶稣救恩成就了之后，我们再不用受割礼了。只要我们在基督里，我们就是受割礼的人。
But then after the salvation has been accomplished, we do not practice circumcision because in Christ we are circumcised.
在外面看啊，割礼就是在人的身上割掉一些东西做一个记号。
From outside, circumcision is just taking out a foreskin as a sign.
但神为什么在这一次才跟他说这个割礼的约呢？之前有许多的约，但是只有这一次才有一个割礼的约呢？
Now in the past there were other covenants, but why is it this time the Lord talk about this covenant of circumcision?
再后来我仔细看这个约，约里面在十七章第七节，这是一个关键的地方。
But there, this is the point in verse 17.
他说我与你们坚立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。
But it says that my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant, and he wants to be their God.
因为我在他前面讲到神立约的时候，我发现神跟挪亚立了约。
When I look at covenant, I know that God had a covenant with Noah.
跟亚伯拉罕也立了好几次的，好像应许。
And even with Abraham, there were covenant or promise.
但是这里有一个关键，就是第七节，神从来没有说过的。
But in verse 7, God never said this.
我要做你们的神。
I will be your God.
他第一次把自己的名交托给人。
He committed his name to people.
神做他们的神，神一方面可以做他们的保护。
On one hand, to be their God, God will be their protection.
可以做他们的引领。
Will be their guide.
做他们供应。
Their supply,
叫他们得着一切的丰盛，
so that they will gain all the abundance.
但是神的心意是要把他们做成一批子民，然后借着他们在全地来彰显他的自己，成为他的见证。
But then it is actually the goal is to make them a people of God so that they can manifest God and be a witness for God.
神是看不见的。
Now, nobody can see God.
但是借着这一群人，我们能够将那位看不见的神向这个世界见证出来。
But through this group of people, they can manifest God and testify God to the world.
所以以赛亚书四十三章，他说：“耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。”
And so that's why in Isaiah it says that you are my witness, you are my chosen servant.
所以主耶稣也在使徒行传他说你们要在耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And that's why the Lord said that you are going to be my witness in Judea, in Samaria and to the end of the world.
所以当神第一次把自己的名托付给人的时候，他要求了这个割礼。
So when the first time God committed his name to people,He demands circumcision.
我们来看这个亚伯拉罕是走过的路程啊。
Let's look at the way that Abraham had been through.
他在乌尔拜偶像之家的时候，神呼召他，他出来了。
He was called in the Ur of Chaldees when he was still worshiping idols.
神给他应许。
And God gave him a promise.
因着饥荒出了埃及。
Then because of famine, he went down to Egypt.
然后神又把他救出来。
And God saved him out of Egypt.
然后后来跟他的侄子罗德又在索多玛的事情上，他是离索多玛很远的。
Now with regards to Lot, Abraham was choosing a place far from Sodom.
我们知道在亚伯拉罕身上，他经历了与这个世界的分别。
This is when he experienced to be separated from the world.
与这个宗教的世界。
And also the religious world to be separated from it.
与这个享受的世界。
To this world of pleasures.
与这个有罪中之乐的世界。
Or this pleasure of sin.
但神还没有赐下这个约。
And still, God did not have this covenant at that time.
直到亚伯拉罕在生以实玛利这件事情上学到了功课之后，神才立这个割礼的约。
It was actually after Ishmael was born and Abraham learned the lesson of the flesh that this circumcision was mentioned.
所以我是看到了这个歌里哈，是看到了亚伯拉罕在经过了对世界的对付和肉体的对付才赐下的。
It is after Abraham knows how to deal with the world and with the flesh.That this circumcision was mentioned.
我就看到神说我们的心要受割礼，就是我们在世界的对付和肉体的对付上是一定要有个记号的。
When the Lord said that our heart has to be circumcised, it means that there should be a mark in our dealing with the world and with the flesh.
我们知道我们能够从这个世界中能够出来，从己中。能够完全的得拯救，完全是因着主耶稣在十字架上的工作。
We know that we can be getting out of the world and we can be dealing with the flesh, it's all because of the work of the Lord on the cross.
圣经上说，他说就我不以别的夸口，我只夸耶稣基督的十字架。
We know that Paul said, "I'm not going to boast of anything. I'm just boasting on the Lord being crucified."
他说就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
As far as the world is concerned, I am crucified on the cross.
就世界而论，就我而论，世界也钉在了十字架上。
And as far as I'm concerned, the world is already crucified.
神已经把我们从世界中拯救出来。
The Lord has saved us out of this world.
但我在想，世界在我们身上的影响，那个脱俗不是一下子。
But then the influence of the world is not in a moment gone.
我就想到在南部那个 Gulf 那个 oil spill 的时候，就是石油泛滥的时候。
You know, during that oil spill in the south.
所以那段时间就常常看到那个图片，就是一只鹅啊，很白的，然后在那个黑色的里面出来，张着翅膀。
So at that time, you will see in the news. You know, you have this white gull, seagulls, and then they will be tainted with the dark oil.
所以那个动物保护者的人说，他说其实先要把这个鹅救出来。
And the animal protection or environment protection said that you gotta save this gull first.
但是如果那个石油不从它身上去掉的话，它很快就会不能够健康，或许会死掉。
Because if you don't remove those oil from that bird, it will not be healthy or it will even die.
我觉得我们需要主来怜悯我们，让我们对世界有一个真实的认识。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we really have a right knowing of what the world is.
就是像我们弟兄刚才带诗歌的时候，也就是我们常常说，我宁愿有耶稣。这个世界对我来算不了什么，但是我仔细看自己和常常会看到，这不一定是一个实际。
Just like our brother said in their song, we sing that I'd rather have Jesus. But when we look at ourselves, you know, we see that is not the kind of reality in our life.
世界不是一个具体的地方，好像乌尔啊、索罗马，你只要不住在那里面就脱离了。
Now the world is not geographical. It does not mean that because you don't live in Ur, you don't live in Sodom, you have been separated from it.
它是一个无形的东西。
It is something invisible.
它可以影响我们，也可以吸引我们。
It can influence us. It can attract us.
记得有一位以前的圣徒，他有个嗜好，就是来刻那个碗，就木头的碗，他一有空的话就会刻。
There was a saint who loves to carve like bowls, wooden bowls.
可能他喜欢慢慢的喜欢刻那个碗。
And he loves to do that.
所以有一天终于刻成了。
And one day he was able to carve out a wooden bowl.
然后就摆在他书房里面。
And he displayed this in his library.
然后他有时候他祷告。
And sometimes he prayed.
他在祷告当中，怎么那碗就出到他的祷告的生活里面了？
Then while he was praying, you know, that bowl will appear.
好像那个东西占据了他的心。
It is like that thing has occupied his heart.
他突然一下被提醒，他说，这个东西霸占了我的心，它就是一个偶像。
And so he was reminded, this thing has captured his heart, so it is an idol.
它就是我的世界。
It is my world already.
他所以后来他就把那个瓮碗就丢到火里面烧了。
And so he threw this bowl in the fire.
这世界我们应该很熟悉，一个就是在这个世界上的观念。
We should be quite familiar with this. Another thing is the values and perspective of this world.
我刚开始去 US Bank 工作的时候。
When I first went to US Bank to work there.
常常就是一起吃饭，中国同事一起吃饭，坐在一张桌子上。
A lot of Chinese employees will sit together and have lunch.
第一天大家吃饭互相聊了一下，认识一下。
So first day we kind of get to know each other.
然后他就问，你家人怎么样呢？然后你太太做什么工作的？
And so they ask, oh, how's your family? What does your wife do?
然后我就说我太太在家带孩子。
And so I said, my wife is at home taking care of our kids.
然后马上一个人就说，你这样万一失业怎么办呢？
And so somebody said, oh, what's going to happen to you if you get laid off?
他说你要考虑一下再买公司之外的保险呢。
You need to buy some insurance outside of this company.
刚开始我心中还真的会紧张呢。And
so because of that, I was a little anxious about this.
所以我在想，世界在我们身上是很深的。
And so the world is really very deep inside of us.
但是我看到了，这背后世界都是跟主的性情和主要我们走那个纯正的道路是相悖的。
And we see actually the world, you know, is totally opposite to what the Lord wants in His character.
其实后来我又查了圣经，其实世界不是你我觉得，这只是一个不同的看法、不同的做法或者一个不同的活法而已。
And then I look at the Bible and realize that the world is not just a different way of living or a different way of looking at things.
而是人离开了神之后，他要满足他整个这个人的一套系统。
It is that when men want to be independent of God and leave God, this is becomes the whole system.
我们来看这个无形的世界的历史哈。
Let's look at the history of this invisible world.
我们来看到创世纪第4章17节。
So in Genesis chapter 4:17.
他这里说，该隐和妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕，生了以诺。该隐建造了一座城，就按着他儿子的名，将那城叫做以诺。And
Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch. And he built a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch.
我想说，神在圣经中，他用一座城来形容这个世界。The
Lord used a city to describe this world.
该隐建这个城的时候，是他杀了他的弟兄亚伯，离开耶和华之后，他建造的一座城。So
we know that Cain murdered his brother and left God, and that's when he, after that, he built this city.
如果你继续读，我就不会仔细读。二十章，他就开始这个城里面就开始有各样的活动了，program出现了。And
we know that in this city, a lot of programs start happening there.
所以我要吃，所以我就养牧羊了。Because
I want to eat, so I have to have cattle.
所以我要娱乐啊，所以我就要发明吹箫啊，弹琴啊。And
I want to have leisure, so I need to have music and harp and organ.
如果我要打仗保护自己，我就造利器啊。And
if I want to protect myself, then I have to build weapons.
这个世界就这样无形中就产生了。So
unknowingly, this world starts developing.
我们再看在洪水之后，创世纪11章。And
then in Genesis 11, after the flood,
神借着洪水只存留挪亚一家之后。Through
the flood, only a family of Noah was saved.
但是那个世界好像继续看，又继续了。
But then you find out that the world continues on.
十一章的第3、第4节。
So chapter 11, verses 3 and 4.
他们彼此商量说，来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧臭了。他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当灰泥。他们说，起来，来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。
And so the people said, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had the brick for stone and slime for mortar. And then they go and build us, they want to build a tower whose top may reach unto heaven and make a name for themselves.
所以神要我们脱离这个世界，它不是简单的一件一件的事，它是整个的一个城。
We see that this world is not one and one thing or another thing. It is a whole city.
你在这个城里有你一切的满足。
In that city, you have everything that can satisfy you.
我就想到纽约城。
So I think about New York City.
我可能在那边找到工作，我孩子就出生了。
If I get a job there, then my kids are born there.
我就在当地找一个托儿所，然后开始上学。
And then I'll find a daycare there, and then the kid will start going to school.
然后圣诞进大学，然后以后工作。
And then work there and then go to college.
要是有病了，那里有医院。
There's hospital there.
老了有养老院。
There's also nursing home.
最后就是 funeral home.
And then a funeral home.
就是这个城里面什么都有了。
So this city, everything is there.
但是就是没有神。
But God is not there.
而且这个世界的它背后的王是撒旦。
And we know that the prince of this world is Satan.
当主耶稣被受试探的时候，最后撒旦是说，他说天下的万国你看哪。
It's when Satan said like, you look at all these nations in this world.
他一切的权柄和荣华我都能够给你。
He told Jesus like, all of this, you know, I can give it to you.
OK, 我就跳一下。就是这个世界啊，在我们面前不是那么很 clear 的，但是它会渐渐的影响我们。
So to us, the world might not be very crystal clear to us, but it will continually influence us.
有人说在喜马拉雅山有一种花。
Some people said that there's a type of flower in the Himalayan mountain.
他说当地的人都说你经过那个开花的地方，然后呢，你就会昏迷掉。
If you pass by the place where the flower is, you start to get pass out.
然后，但是不会马上死。
But you're not gonna die immediately.
他是12天之后才死。
But you will die after 12 days.
所以后来外地人过去，当地人告诉他，这花本身没毒的。
And then the people who live there said that flower by itself is not poisonous.
它会叫你对那个你的神经就会麻木掉了。
But it will make your nerves like numb.
然后你就会连饥渴渴了都不知道找吃的。
Because if you're hungry, you would not even be aware or thirsty, you're not be aware of that too.
最后是这样死掉了。
So that's how you will die.
所以仇敌他是用这个世界迷惑我们的心，叫我们心向着神是慢慢冷淡的。
So the enemy uses this world to make our hearts gradually cold.
我们公司最近几年都很忙。
So the last few years in our company were very busy.
然后有一天我中午开车出去办一点小事，然后开车，开车的时候突然就里面有个感觉。
So one lunch hour, I went out and was driving, and this is what I felt.
它里面就说，你看你这个事。这个工作好像越来越霸占你的心了。
You see, this job seems to be consuming, grabbing more and more your heart.
然后我说，主要我没有去贪爱，我没有要申请什么经理啊，我没有要这些啊。
And then I told the Lord, you know, I'm not applying to be a manager or I love this.
我只是尽力来做好我的工作。
I'm just doing my best.For this job,
但是主问，哎，那你是尽力做工作，但是在神的事情上。
And the Lord said, "Well, yes, you do your best in the job, but how about the things of the Lord?"
你还能够很安心的为弟兄姊妹们祷告吗？
Can you in a restful way pray for brothers and sisters?
你还有空找弟兄姊妹们吃饭聊天吗
？Do you have
交通呀？
Do you have time to seek out brothers and sisters for fellowship?
所以我后来就发现，其实我的心也慢慢的被带走了。我马上就知道，就算我觉得我在做尽力做我的事，其实我把我的精力给了这个世界。
So even though seemingly I was just using all my best effort for the world, for the work, my heart is gradually led away.By the world.
我觉得我们要脱离这个世界，需要神光照我们。
To be getting out of this world, we need the Lord to shed light on us.
需要他来显出这个世界背后的本质。
He needs to show us the real thing behind this world.
我就提三点，很快的讲。
And I want to mention three things.
这个世界背后其实是虚空的。
So at the back of this world, actually, everything is vanity.
我们知道有一个英国弟兄叫 C.T. Starr， 他是非常爱主的一位弟兄。
We know of an English brother, C.T. Starr. He loved the Lord.
他信主之后，刚开始是对主非常有爱心。
After he believed, he really loved the Lord so much.
哎，但是过了一段时间，他就他那个，你知道，他是一个很有名的板球手。
But then.He was a very famous cricketer.
哎，他就渐渐的就在板球的世界上就是越来越出名。
So in the world of the cricket, he gradually became more and more well known.
但边上的人就看到他对主的心就越来越冷淡。
And then people around him observed that his heart for the Lord is gradually getting cold.
那后来终于有一天是他的弟弟叫 George， 他生病了。
And one day, George, his brother, got sick.
就要快要死了。
And was almost dying.
C.T. Starr 在他的床边。
And C.T. Starr was on his bedside.
就那个时候，神就给他一个光照。
And then the Lord shed light on him.
他说：“你看看 George， 这个时候全世界的地位给他，他有什么用？”
And he said, "Look at George. At this point, if the whole world is given to him, then what?"
他这个时候全英国的名声和奉承都给他，有什么用？
If all the name and goodness of England were given to him, what good is that to this man?
当你一个人面对永远的时候，这世界这一点点东西又算什么呢？
If you are facing eternity, all these little things in the world, what is that to you?
他那天就看到他真是虚空中的虚空。
And so he know that he is in vanity of vanity.
他那天他的心就改变了。
And his heart was turned around.
他说啊。板球不是永远的。
He knows cricket is not forever.
世界啊，对你的称赞也不会 last 永远的。
And then the praise of this world is not eternal.
但主和主给我们的救恩是永远的。
But the Lord and His salvation is eternal.
我要一生追求那个永远的东西。
I am going to pursue what is eternal.
第二个就是啊。世界它应许给我们平安喜乐，但是它并不能真的给我们。
The world seems to offer us happiness and peace, but it really cannot give us.
就是弟兄说，他会其实是吸引我们，但是然后又用各样的愁苦把我们刺透了。
It attracts us, but then it will use all kinds of suffering to really consume us.
就算我们得着了，我们就会发现里面的饥渴就加大了，不能停止。
And even if you were able to get something, you realize that actually your hunger is even bigger and so you never satisfy.
让我们越陷越深。
And then you will go deeper and deeper into it.
最后一个是我想说世界最后在神面前是会被烧的。
And then the last one is we know that at the end the world is going to be consumed by fire.
会受到神的审判。
It will...Get the judgment of God.
我们知道彼得在彼得后书告诉我们，当主要再来的时候，他说天必有大响声，万物有形质的都要被消化。
We know that in 2 Peter it says when the Lord comes there will be a great thunder and then everything is going to be consumed.
我们再看一下启示录啊，启示录第。启示录第十八章。
And then, let's turn to Revelation 18.
我们知道世界有个开始就是那一座城，那神最后对那座城的审判呢
？We know that in the beginning there was a city, and then here, how the Lord will judge that city.
我们就英文就不翻译，我就读一下。
We'll just read in Chinese.
希望我们能从神的话中我们得到一些提醒。
That we will be reminded by the word of the Lord.
第一节到第五节。
From verses 1 to 5.
到此后，我看见另有一位大权柄的天使从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴，因为列国都被他。”邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王和他行淫，地上的客商因他奢华太过，就发了财。我又听见从天上有声音说：“我的民呐、啊，你们要从那城出来，免得和他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。 因为他罪恶滔天，他的不义神已经想起来了。我们知道最后世界会被烧的。
We know that the world will be set on fire.
我就跳过去。我最后想我们能够真的从世界脱离，我们要把心归给主。
You know, the only way we can get out of this world is to give our hearts to the Lord.
我们只有把我们的心归给主，我们才能够喜悦主给我们的东西。
If we give our hearts to the Lord, then we will love what the Lord gives us.
我们都喜欢掌握在自己的手中。
We all want control.
但是我们自己是掌握不了。
But we cannot really handle it.
最后就讲一个故事。
At the end, I will give a story.
就是 Amazing Grace 作者的一个故事。
It is the story of the one who wrote Amazing Grace.
他经历了主很多的恩典，但是就是没有把心归给主。
He experienced God's grace, but never gave his heart to the Lord.
但是主还怜悯他。
But the Lord had mercy on him.
所以有一天给了他一个梦。
And one day gave him a dream.
在梦中呢，他遇见他在船上走的时候，有一个陌生人给了他一个戒指。
So he was on the bed, and there was a stranger and gave him a ring.
戒指上有个宝石。
On the ring there was a precious stone.
那个陌生人他说你一定要好好保管。
And that stranger said, you better take good care of this.
你有了保管好了，你就一生能够安稳。
If you take good care of this, then you will be restful your whole life.
如果你把它丢掉了，或者不小心掉掉了，你就会愁苦。
If you lost this or dropped this, then you will be anxious.
哦，他收到这个，他心中就很高兴。他说我有这个 gift.
And so he was very happy. Oh, I got this gift.
所以我要用我自己全身的力气来保守这个戒指不掉掉。
And so I want to use all my strength to take good care of this ring.
后来那个陌生人走了之后，然后又来了另外一个陌生人。
That first stranger left, another stranger came.
那个陌生人对他面并不是很善意。
The stranger is not a friendly face.
他一看到那个戒指，就对那个戒指有特别的意见。
And so he has a particular opinion about that ring.
然后当那个在梦中他对那个人说有这个戒指，我一生就有安稳的时候，那个人就笑了。
Because when he told this second stranger that if I have this ring, I have peace, the stranger laugh at him.
然后又用他的逻辑来一直 support 他的论断。
And then also use his own logic to support his view.
刚开始他还辩一下。
At first, he argued with that one, with him.
后来越辩，他发现，哎，他心中生怀疑了。
After arguing with that stranger, he started have doubts in his heart.
他一生怀疑，他就觉得羞耻了。
And after the doubts came the shame.
他就把那个戒指扔掉了。
And then he didn't want the ring anymore.
当那个戒指一扔到海里不见的时候，那整个山就冒火。
When he cast that ring into the sea, there was a mountain and then it was burning.
哦，他吓坏了。这个时候，但是那个第一个陌生人又来了。
But then at this point, the first stranger came back.
他说你怎么没有好好保管呢？
So how come you didn't take good care of that ring?
就是那个陌生人就跳到海里面，再次把那个戒指捡起来。
But then that stranger jumped into the sea and recovered that ring.
他说这是给你的。
He said this ring is for you.
但是你不知道怎么保管它。
But you do not know how to take care of that ring.
在我的手中才是最好的保险。
It is when it's in my hand that it is the safest.
啊，都愿我们能够啊。真是里面得开，看到这个世界背后，我们能够从世界中出来，好好的爱神，听神的话来服侍的。
May we really see what the world is, and that we will get out of it and really follow and love the Lord.
主会给我们恩典。
The Lord will give us enough grace.
只要我们的心是向着他。
As long as our heart is really towards the Lord.
Okay, 那我们就一起一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
啊，这世界是何等的大，也何等的可怕。
This world is big and scary.
但是我们感谢你，我们不能救自己，是你救了我们。
But Lord, we cannot save ourselves. You are the one who saved us.
我们也知道你 救我们，你的代价是何等的大。
We know you pay such a great price to save us.
你把你自己全然的摆上。
You gave up yourself for us.
做我们在这个世界中捆绑的人的赎价。
In this world where we're bondage.
让我们感谢你，就是你十字架的工作，你把我们从世界中带出来。
It is your cross that has bring us out of that bondage.
真是求你吸引我们。
Lord, may you draw us.
真是叫我们只是看到你的美好，所以我们要单单的属你。
Because we look at your goodness and we say we want to only belong to you.
叫我们一生只能够爱你。
That our whole life we will love you.
一生能够听你的话。
And we will really listen to your word.
一生来服侍你。
And we will serve you all our lives.
直到见你的面。
Until we see your face.
求你啊，垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
谢谢主耶稣，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.